Well,
Thank you. We highly appreciate the work that you carried out, Chair, both during the work of the second PrepCom of the NPT Review Conference, as well as in the preparation of the final document. You've accepted to be chair in very difficult conditions and very difficult situations when states parties to the treaty are facing many contradictions in the positions of countries, and you are carrying out your work in a very honorable manner. Now, on the text, I'd like to make some comments of principle to make the text less conflictual and to better reflect the discussions that took place. First, we believe that we have to delete from the text all of the provisions that relate to state borders or territories and the discussion to where they belong, and also all the questions related to ensuring physical nuclear security, something that is within the competencies of states. In particular, I'm referring to paragraph 141. Also, we believe that we need to reflect the fact that the NPT and the review process should not be used for solving political goals that are not directly related to nuclear non-proliferation. I think that is something that is very important, because any attempts to do just that seriously undermine the review process. My next point. We believe that in the paragraph related to Syria, it is necessary to add that the very fact that the IAEA is reviewing the Syria case seriously undermines the safeguard system, because all of the conclusions are not based on facts, but on the very likely, highly likely logic. On the question of Iran, we believe that it is important to highlight the fact that it is the United States of America that undermined the JCPOA related to the situation of the Iranian nuclear program, and also in the part related to Korea. In all of the paragraphs, we have to mention that some states referred to those questions, because many of the things that are mentioned there is not something that Russia can agree to. Then we also sent you some comments in writing related to the true